Hello, Jim. It's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling Ask the Builder. How are you today?
Good.
What's going on, buddy? How can I help you?
I have a floor that I just had installed last week, and the floor, I wanted to have an antique look because I have an antique house. And there's like little hexagon, you know, things like about a, probably say about 100 of them per, you know, per square. And my wife convinced me that the grout should be white. Well, when it was done, I just don't see the effect that I'm looking for. I want to see those hexagon, you know, little circles in there, you know.
First of all, this is a tile floor.
Yes.
And tell me that the tile is also white.
No, the tile is sort of like an off-white, and it has like a flower design in each, black flower design in each, tile.
Okay.
And I want to change the color to gray, you know, which will bring out the, change it from the white to a gray look, which I'll be able to see the individual, you know, little hexagons.
Yes. There. Okay.
And it has not been sealed yet. The guy that did it said I should wait 2 weeks to let it cure before I seal it.
Okay, that's correct.
And so the seal is not on there, but I'm not happy with the way the grout looks. And I wanted to see if there's any simple way to change the color or anything I can put on it as an additive that'll change that color.
There is, but the only problem is it's not going to be easy. In other words, you can actually stain grout, and luckily you're very lucky. It has not been sealed yet. The problem is, depending on the type of tile, is applying. You can't just flood the floor with a stain, like wipe it on, and then wipe it off the tiles. You know, that doesn't always work. I mean, you may be able to do it. I mean, it depends on the type of glaze. Okay.
It's a flat glaze. It's not a gloss.
Yeah, that might be death on a stick. Okay, so here's what you're gonna do. You are going to go in your town to the... Did you buy this particular tile from a store that just sells ceramic tile?
Yeah, Architectural Clay Products.
Okay,
they
great.
They sell all kinds of tile.
Okay, good. They should have they should stock different, what we call grout stains. And it looks just like wood stain. You know how you can go buy at the paint store a can of stain and stain some wood?
Right.
The exact same product in a way. It's got the exact same consistency, and it comes in different colors, you know, like black and grays and just different colors.
Okay.
And buy a can of it, you know, is there a spot on your floor, like maybe in a closet or someplace that's that you can't see very, you know?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, then you're going to go, like maybe where a piece of furniture sits, you know? So you're going to go into a small area, and you're going to test this floor grout, I mean this stain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're gonna try to put it on with a paintbrush and get a little bit on the tile and immediately wipe it off and see if it affects the finish of the tile itself.
Okay.
If it doesn't, in other words, if you put it on the tile and you wipe it off and the tile looks identical, you know, before you started, you have hit a home run, man. You have lucked out.
Okay.
Because it is going to be easy then. See what I mean?
Uh-huh. Because
then you can just do the whole floor, probably do the whole floor in an hour or so. But if it does affect the tile, then you're going to have to sit there with like an artist brush and paint each one of those grout lines. That's going to drive you crazy.
Right.
And then the only other alternative is get this. If you don't want to do that, then you have to grind out the grout and regrout it with a gray grout. Both of those are going to be – that's why I said this may not be easy.
Okay.
You know, either of those two solutions is just a nightmare.
Right. Okay,
Now let me tell you something. Here's where the mistake was made. You know, because I always like to do an autopsy on these situations.
Uh-huh.
So that in the future, if you ever do another job like this, you don't make this mistake. Here's what should have been done. On a small piece, like maybe 2 foot by 2 foot piece of cement board,
mm-hmm.
I would have had the tile guy apply some tile to that. I mean, what would that have cost? $10?
Right.
See what I mean? And while he was before he grouted the floor, he would have grouted that 2 foot by 2 foot test panel, let it dry for 2 days, and let you hold it up and look at it. Or better yet, you actually put it on the floor. And at that point, you would have already known. You would have said, "Whoa, this white's not going to work, man. I don't like the way that looks. See what I mean?
Right, right.
Then you would have gotten another 2-foot by 2-foot piece of wonder board, put the tile down, and grouted it again, you know, with whatever grout you think is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, as I try to tell people, you have to make test panels and test all this stuff
right
before you go into it.
Okay.
But that's where you made the mistake.
Okay, and you just applied with a paintbrush.
Yeah, yeah. Just read the directions on the label. It's really simple to do. It's so simple you can't believe it. But same old thing, though. Look and see what it looks like. This is where you could also make a mistake here. What the grout looks wet, you know, was when you first put that stain on, that doesn't mean it's going to look that way tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, the color may lighten a little bit after it completely dries.
Right.
So if you think it looks good, don't go ahead for a day or two until you finally see it. And then, if you really want to see what it's going to look like, wait the required time that it says in the label. This is, once again, in your little test area. And it may say, let the grout stain cure for 3 days before it's sealed.
Right.
And then what I want you to do then?
Mm-hmm.
In that little area, I want you to seal that grout to see if the color changes after the sealer's put on. Because maybe the sealer will make it too dark.
Right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of factors you got to think about here.
Okay.
All right, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
I wish you the best luck. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder, buddy.
Okie dokie.
All righty.